All right, Alexander, let's talk about what's going on with Epstein and the Epstein hearing yesterday with Pam Bondi and that train wreck of a hearing. And Trump is supporting her. He says that she did a fantastic job. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone that Trump is coming out to support her. But what do you think about everything that went down yesterday with Bondi, the hearing, and with Trump, as expected. As expected, with Trump continuing to support the strategy and the policy of Bondi, the DOJ, and I imagine Susie Wiles and a lot of Trump's team is behind this. Your thoughts?
I have absolutely no doubt that that is completely correct. I'm going to say, though, first of all, about Bondi's performance, I thought it was an absolute disaster. I thought that it was an absolute car crash of a congressional testimony. It seemed to me incredibly bungled and evasive, to put it mildly. And Trump, as you rightly say, backs her, but he ought to be aware of the fact, that she's just not doing her job very well, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, let's be, deeply cynical about this, as perhaps we can be, and say that you want to avoid disclosure of everything to the public. You want to keep things absolutely as watertight and closed down as you possibly can. W what Bondi is doing, basically by refusing to discuss anything and by saying that there's absolutely nothing to see there, and then previously by refusing to disclose anything, what that does, of course, is invite suspicion and demand that people go and look and get to see everything. And we've already had massive document dumps and disclosures, which are expanding all the time. A really cunning, a really cynical and clever attorney general, like, say, Nixon's attorney general, the notorious Mitchell, what they would have done, I think, is that they would have brought selective prosecutions of a few individuals. And so that cleans the whole mess up. And they would have said, for the rest, we can't disclose anything because doing so would prejudice those prosecutions. And there would have been a critical mass of people out there who would have supported it. Now, as to what she is saying, I have been going through these papers to the extent I can. We're talking about 3 million papers altogether, lots of videos. I can't really watch any of the videos, and I certainly can't look at some of the photographs. But I can tell you this: I have some experience in this. I have had some experience of investigations. As far as I am concerned, this is littered all over the place with evidence of malpractice and potential and criminal activity. Now, I am not saying that any particular individual here is guilty, because I can't, not until there is an investigation. But at the very least, what you do, if you go through all of these papers and you do so in good faith, and there is no good faith here, if you do this in good faith, is you see all of these things and you go out and you actually have a proper investigation. And that involves going to speak to some of these people and conducting questions and asking them questions and putting them through the proper investigative process. And I am as sure as there is a sun in the sky, that if that was done, cases would start to appear, the evidence would come together, and prosecutions would be brought. This is not happening. What Bondi is doing is preventing that from happening. I mean, that seems to be the strategy, as far as I can tell. Of course, many people are going to wonder why.
That's the million. That's
that's
no, that's what everyone is
that's yeah
wondering, Alex.
yes
That
yes
was my next question to you,
yeah
actually.
absolutely.
Why?
Well,
Why
I'll
don't
just
they?
anticipate that. I know all sorts of people are saying that there is no evidence here of criminal behavior or no evidence of crimes. They are wrong. I mean, there might not be in a watertight, clear-cut case to be brought to court on the basis of what we have. But there is certainly enough indications here to suggest that an investigation, a proper investigation, is needed. And if that investigation were to take place, I mean, this, well, let's put it like this, let's use that word, probable cause, then, as I said, I think almost certainly a case would be brought. As to why? Well, I mean, we can all speculate. All sorts of powerful people who are involved, there is a desire to protect them. But I have to say, I think that what Epstein was doing was clearly working at the fringes of the intelligence world. I'm going to say my own view, which is a pure guess. I think the speculations that he was a full-time officer of any particular intelligence agency is possibly wrong. I think more likely he had involvement and with multiple intelligence agencies, all, of course, Western ones. And I think they want to keep the fact that they were involved with him away from the public view. I mean, that's my personal guess. I don't think it's just one intelligence agency. I think it is several, including European ones, British, for example, French, I suspect too, American, definitely, and Israeli, probably.
You say French because of his home in Paris.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, some of the other, I don't want to go into details, but some of the things that he was involved with do seem to me to be the kind of things that you would expect from somebody who had some kind of contacts with people in France, high-level people in France.
So it doesn't really matter if you have a Republican president or a Democrat president. I mean, the intel agencies are the ones that are running the show. So they'll compel any president, left, right, center, it doesn't matter. They'll compel them to keep everything under wraps.
If
you take a huge hit come midterms, if your administration crumbles, so be it. You're not going to damage the intel agencies. Is basically the message that they're putting out there.
I think that's probably
that
true. I'm sure it's true.
To the Trump administration.
I cannot myself see any other explanation. Because to repeat again, people are saying, look, we've looked at all of this, no crimes here, he was only doing a few things and he was doing it all by himself. This is not correct. I mean, he was clearly introducing friends, or they really
obvious,
friends,
yeah.
to all sorts of, important people. Now, given that this has been done on an industrial scale, that does seem to me to beg questions about possible trafficking. Maybe not trafficking in which people pay Epstein directly for what is happening, but there are other crimes that you could probably find here. And again, there is always the issue of consent and willingness, and whether people really were acting with consent and what was going on. Now, And the other point that I made before, and I want to make this again, what we have, what this documentation shows us, what these videos, these emails show us, is only what Epstein himself chose to preserve. He must have had myriad contacts with all sorts of people. And one has to have the suspicion. In fact, I'm not that this isn't suspicion. I think it's suspicion to the point of certainty that lots of the most incriminating things he will not have recorded if he had a meeting in Paris with a particular officials of a particular intelligence agency. For example, would he have written down a document about it and whatever instructions? Let's say they were instructions or information they sought from him. Perhaps, but much more probably not, because I would have thought they would have told him that you're not going to make a record of all of this. And the other thing that is very, very suspicious about this whole operation, and we've discussed this many times, is money. There is really no full explanation about the money flows. There's no explanation of how Epstein became so rich in the first place. There is no explanation of why people were paying him large amounts of money. There's a transfer to him of $150 million. And even the FBI admits that the reasons given for that transfer don't seem to be adequate, I mean, given the size of the transfer. But if you look at the assets, the money that Epstein is supposed to have had, and the money that he received, and compare that with the money that was going out, the money that was going out appears to have been on an immeasurably bigger scale. Somebody's done some crude maths and has come out to come up with a figure of over $1 billion over a period of a year. I can't verify that, but I'm sure I strongly suspect it's true. And of course, that again begs the question of where was that money coming from? And the first thing you do as an investigator, as well as talk to all of these, some of these people, many of these people, not everyone, but all of these people, the ones who were most deeply involved. The other thing you do is you try to get an understanding of the flows of all of this money, its sources, its origins, the underlying ultimate mystery. Who was Jeffrey Epstein and why was he at the center of this web? All that remains completely unresolved.
Yeah, I'm just imagining all the documents that are out there outside of what Epstein decided to hold.
Yes.
There must be millions and millions of documents and images.
Of course
and
there are.
Yeah. I mean, we already know that there's 3 million additional documents that they're not releasing.
Yes.
But yeah, you're making the point, which no one is making actually.
No.
You're making the point that there must be documentation from other people that he was communicating with, from the intel agencies. I'll put money on it that there must be intel agencies, including the US intel agencies, that if there were meetings taking place with Epstein, they must have some sort of records of it.
Obviously they have
They have to.
They must do.
Yeah.
This is somebody who is hosting the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, the former secretary of state, Hillary Clinton, the former treasury secretary, Larry Summers. Bear in mind, some of these people have Secret Service protection. I mean, you know, when Bill Clinton goes to those islands in the Caribbean, presumably the Secret Service is there with him. He's having contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United Nations, who is himself, of course, under surveillance by US intelligence agencies. He is meeting with all sorts of people. It is inconceivable that the intelligence agencies didn't have an eye on him. It is impossible.
Wouldn't a Justice Department, the legal arm of the Justice Department, also be able to track down and audit and go through all of the various transactions and bank statements of Epstein and his associates? And the entire money flow, I mean, they would be able to track that down as well. I don't think that would be a difficult task for a part of the Justice Department to undertake. And that would also shed a lot of light as to where did he get his money? Where was his money going? What was he paying for? How was he paying for it?
I mean, it would be an enormous task in the sense that, you know, there's probably lots and lots of leads to follow.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, really tough, clever investigators who are able to do it. I mean, it would need somebody with, you know, enormous organizational skills to do it. But to say it straightforwardly, I think if a proper investigation was done, I think all of the answers would come very quickly. Instead, what we are getting, as we saw in Congress, was complete refusal to do anything.
Gaslighting to the extreme.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? You know, Trump ran on this, which is really interesting. Wouldn't the intel agencies, if we have to say allegedly, let's say allegedly, the intel agencies, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, if they had knowledge of everything that was going on, And Trump is giving all these campaign speeches and talking about releasing the Epstein files and being the most transparent president and all of this stuff. Wouldn't they have told Trump, look, don't go there or don't run on this? Don't run on this platform. Don't talk about it too much. We don't want you to tell the American people that this is something that you're going to do, releasing all the files and revealing who Epstein was. Or did they just take the stance that, you know what, let Trump talk about it, let Trump campaign on it, let him even win the presidency. He's got such a hardcore following, an America First MAGA following, that when he does become president, he'll be able to bury it, ignore it, and no one's going to question him because he has that hardcore of a following. They're not going to dare question or doubt Trump, his constituents. I mean, was that the thinking? And where does he go from here? Because I have to say this, after a lot of people are seeing this, it's not me. After Bondi's testimony, her hearing, and now Trump supporting her, he's done for the midterms. That's the way it looks.
Well, to me, it does. Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree. I mean, given, as I say, the scale of this thing, where does it go? I mean, I have to say that the odds of it being pursued to any kind of remotely satisfactory conclusion are now extremely dim. I mean, you have a couple of people in Congress who are trying to push this, but I mean, they only have a limited ability to push it through if the entire executive branch stonewalls, and it will stonewall under Trump, and it will stonewall, as far as I could see, under any future or remotely plausible president. So, I'm not saying definitely that we're not going to get to the truth of this, but I think it's extremely unlikely now. As for what passed between these intelligence agencies and Donald Trump, well, I remember how the FBI during the election, was it Christopher Wray, clearly didn't like Trump and didn't want him to become president again. Maybe they didn't want him to become president because they were worried that he might release some of these papers. I don't want to speculate too much because I don't know what the contents were, but I would not be at all surprised if what you say is absolutely correct, that they're saying to themselves, well, look, when he becomes president, we'll get him to put a stop on this. He's exactly the president with his support base who could actually put a plug on this and bury it. And if he doesn't, if he can't, well, ultimately the damage will be on him because people will be talking about him and his failure to act on his promise rather than on everything else, and in particular what we have done.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll end it there, I guess. We're not going to get any closure on this. That's for certain. After that testimony, not going to happen. Yeah, it's obvious. Yeah. They're not going to give any more information or give as little information as possible.
Yeah.
Okay. The Durant.locals.com. We're on X. We're on Rumble. We're on Telegram. Go to Durant Shop. Pick up some merch. Link is in the description box down below. We're also on Substack as well. So check us out there. Take care.